back to the Bar Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Okay, we're 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock on The Point. The Home Advocate's coming up in the 9:05 segment. But right now, welcoming back to The Point for our Positive Points on Aging, our good friend from over at Oakleaf Village, it's Marcia Clayman. And I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Just relaxing, football, plenty of turkey, you know, all the good stuff.
And you didn't have to cook.
No, I didn't.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
That's very, very nice.
He made the best stuffing I've had ever.
Really?
Yeah, real cornbread stuffing.
Nice.
I mean, the good stuff.
That's the good stuff.
Granny's recipe. So, yes.
Love it. So, we got that behind us, and now we're heading, it's Hanukkah right now. So, that's already started for those who are members of the tribe. But now we're getting into, the holidays, full throttle, and this could be a very challenging time for seniors.
Absolutely. Holiday blues are temporary and mild. Those mm-hmm. are things that we can get over.
Right.
But often it will lead into depression, and so that's why we want to try to get a hold of it now when sure. it's just the blue season.
Right.
And make sure that after the, January 1st that you can notice a difference that, their moods are uplifted and they're getting back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
But just wanted to run over a couple of warning signs that can lead to depression.
Sure.
It's when people feel sad and it just doesn't go away. It could be that they've had a change in appetite in regards to either they're not eating or they're overeating.
Right.
You're feeling those emotions with food.
Right.
Frequent crying, feeling restless or fidgety, feeling worthless, helpless, or guilty about something. Decreased energy, meaning that they just don't feel like getting up and doing a doggone thing.
Right.
Trouble concentrating, and then difficulty falling asleep or actually sleeping too much
mm-hmm.
is when these things start happening. I talked to a daughter yesterday, and she said her mother sits at a table all day. She doesn't do anything, doesn't watch TV, doesn't listen to music, just waits for the children to come and bring her meals, and that's her life. And that's not a life, and your mother's depressed. You need to get some help for her.
That's no fun.
So anyway, and the thing is that, depression is treatable if people will recognize it and accept it. That's the biggest thing with depression. People, it's like with dementia, there's denial there. Oh,
sure.
I'm not depressed.
Sure.
Because it scares them because they hear about different parts of depression.
I'm sure.
But they just need to know that it is treatable. And so many times our seniors are experiencing depression, but because maybe they're also showing some early signs of dementia, the doctors sometimes will pay attention more to the dementia
mm-hmm.
instead of the depression. And it really, they play on each other. So you really need to get a handle on it.
Yeah, I would think that would be a situation where they go hand in hand. I mean,
right.
Especially early in the dementia, I would think, because the later on maybe it goes, maybe they're not as aware of what's going on around them or what's been lost. But I don't know. I mean, again, it can't be a good situation.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you've been diagnosed with dementia, already your body or your mind's going into a loss phase, because you're going, I'm going to lose my independence.
Right.
I'm going to lose my ability to do this. I'm going to lose my ability to do that. So then, of course, it's going to lead into depression, too, and that's hopefully we need to be more aware of that so that when we take them to the doctor, we can say, I'm concerned there could be some depression involved.
Sure, sure.
But I want to, and I apologize for being late, everyone. I really had a wonderful sermon set up for today.
But, I didn't even bring it up that you were late. I just kind of moved on.
Well, traffic slowed me down today.
It happens.
You just have to breathe through it. But
sure.
Anyway, if you've got someone that you feel is leading into some holiday blues
mm-hmm.
or mild depression during the holidays, I just wanted to give you a couple of ways to help them. First of all, is include them in what you're doing. Like, try to get them to go out shopping, even if it's one store. Try to get them to go out to a Christmas program
right.
or something, just to get them out of the house, get them involved. Offer to help them with certain errands. Sometimes they go, no, I don't want you to come over here just to do all my shopping and cooking, but make it into, a project for the day.
Right,
Mom,
right.
I'm going to help you clean out your closet, or Mom, we're going to put away your summer clothes because it's winter now.
Right, exactly.
You need to be a good listener and acknowledge if they're feeling certain ways. You need to talk it out with them. Don't put it aside and think that, they'll get over it, because sometimes they really just need to talk it out.
Sure.
And the other one, of course, is to talk to a healthcare provider and go with them to that appointment so that you can hear what the doctor's saying to them and you can encourage them to, it's okay to feel this way. The other thing is that you need to, like I said, get them out and about if they're going to parties and things like that, include them. One of the things that I think is the best thing to do for the holiday or for any time of the year, but this to me is the best therapy.
What's that?
That's a volunteer. You know, there are things that are going on around the holiday, and I won't mention a certain someone, but I've always had such great respect for her that during the Christmas holidays, she works at the Ronald McDonald House. And she's either cooking or she's spending time, and you know who I'm talking about.
I do.
And I always think so highly of that because, you know, maybe she doesn't celebrate Christmas like we do because she's part of your tribe.
Yeah, she's definitely part of my tribe.
But she is showing so much goodness and care, and I think that has to help those people that are in the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so doing things like that, doing things like serving in a soup kitchen, if you ever are feeling down, like, you know, you might have $20 to last until Friday,
right?
You need to go work at a soup kitchen and see what those people go through. They might get $20 a month if they're lucky.
There's something magical that you will feel if you go and do something when you're down in the dumps for someone else.
Right.
It's an incredible way to give yourself an injection of joy.
Well, and you need to reach out and find different areas that really will capture your attention and your commitment. Like I will tell you, at Oakleaf right now, of course, we're collecting for Toys for Tots.
Mm-hmm.
All Seasons Medical Care is putting together a program tonight, having a blast out there. So look for them in St. Andrews because they're going to be having a good time.
Nice.
But what we're doing on property is we're collecting items for our homeless veterans.
Really?
I just found out that Lexington County, we have a transitional community of 40 veterans that otherwise would be living on the streets if it wasn't for this. And so we're collecting like gloves and knit caps and single bed sheets because they need them for the house.
Very nice.
We're collecting hand warmers, toe warmers. Bless you.
Thank you.
And so we want people to feel like if you're at the store and you see something that you think a homeless veteran would benefit from, then please bring
it by
at Oakleaf. But other ways, when we get our residents involved like this, they really want to stay involved and have a part in helping their community also. So this gives them a way to reach out.
Anything you can do when somebody is going through this that gets them out of the house, maybe changes the routine, gives them some activity, some pride, whatever, things like that would make a huge difference.
You know, COVID taught us a lot about isolation, and people don't need to be isolated, but they need to be busy, and they need to feel like they're doing something beneficial.
Absolutely.
And so, like I said, reaching out, doing some volunteer work. If nothing else, go to a nursing home. Get screened before you go in, of course, with COVID.
Sure.
But offer to read them. Some people haven't read their Bibles in years because they can't see anymore.
Right. Good
or point. They might want somebody to read them a newspaper. But just do something where you're giving back to that person, and you'll feel so much better about
Beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. I mean, all good. I mean, very, very good piece of advice. Just remember, and I'm just, again, I'm looking at this through the eyes of my mother, for example. She's lost a lot of her contemporaries. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't have the people to call that she's used to talking to this time of year.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you're keeping them occupied, keeping them busy. If you need to call extra, you call extra. Go over, take them out to dinner, whatever you got to do. But keep people that you love occupied, your seniors occupied.
Also, if you've experienced a loss, you know, when you've lost someone very dear to you, the holidays are the roughest at that point. However, like, for instance, I'm going to use your mother for an example. You know, you guys have just lost your Uncle Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is that you need to reassure her that the time that he had here, that she was close by to him, that she, you know, she added to his life at
Absolutely.
The end of his life.
Yeah.
So that she feels good about that instead of feeling so sad.
Exactly. I mean, and people grieve the way they want to grieve, Marcia, but obviously anything you can do to help, especially this time of year, makes it even better. How do people find you over at Oakleaf Village?
You can call us at 803-808-3477 or it's oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Wonderful. You did well. You
Sorry.
Did quick.
Again, yes, I was quick.
Next week, you'll come on and we'll make two segments feel like three.
All right.
Have a great day. See everybody this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Ralph Norman will be on with us for the afternoon drive. For Marcia and Brian, I'm Kev. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 19 countries and counting, the Omicron coronavirus variant is spreading.
French authorities have confirmed the first case of the Omicron variant in the French island territory of Réunion in the Indian Ocean. The person who had tested positive for the new variant is a 53-year-old man who had travelled to Mozambique and stopped in South Africa before returning to the territory.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says Japan also has a case. A new strain has yet to be identified in the U.S. When it comes to skyrocketing gas prices, the buck stops with President Biden. That from Virginia Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, a Democrat. She tells WRIC-TV she'll continue to ring the alarm bells about how serious this is.